This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. It's muggy, and it's sticky, and it's wet, and I love the monsoon. Oh, yeah, I do. And at our home near the Banksy, oh, alote, we have been getting some rain, so no more resentment toward those that were receiving when we weren't. No, life is good. Life is good. And when we do get some rain, I try not to gloat. And so I say things like, oh, yeah, we got a little, you know, when discussing rainfall, when I could have said, oh, yeah, 2 inches in an hour and 3 inches in 3 days. Anyway, yay, monsoon. And monsoon, you know, around us means mowing, brush hogging, weed whacking. You got to keep up with all the forbs and the grasses and cut them back. Most of all, cut back around your home and your buildings. When all the plants that spring up during monsoon dry out, they are an amazing fire hazard. So cut those rascals back once. Cut them back twice. Cut them back 3 times sometimes, right? It's cool around our 1991 Marvelette because we have a lawn. A lawn made up of many species of plants, spiderlings, purslanes, buckwheats, amaranth. There's some grasses in there too, I'm pretty sure. Oh my goodness. And it is the year of the Amaranthus palmeri, pigweed. You never know. Some monsoons, the predominant plant may be verbena. They call it golden crown beard. Verbena, or it may be camphorweed, just, you know, hundreds of acres around your place of just camphorweed or horseweed. But this year around us, it's pigweed, red root, careless weed, and it's whatever you call it, it's Amaranthus palmeri, and we got to whack it, we got to brush it, we got to mow it. On the bright side, it's the season of box turtles. There is a puddle in our drive, and every monsoon for several years, I've seen a male box turtle sit in that puddle. And after a few years, I realized it was the same fellow every year, and I had photos going back years, and I looked at them, and I said, that's the same guy sitting in that puddle. Is that cool? My friends, it is very cool. I'm very excited, by the way. I recently, on an overcast day, I saw a juvenile skink on some rocks. We have this little rock border around our vegetable garden. A young Great Plains skink, black body, white dots, marks, you know, on its lips and on its head, and an unbelievable bright blue tail. It's going to grow up to be a Great Plains skink. It was beautiful. It used to be, I learned the genus as Eumeces, I'm pretty sure, and now I read that it's Plesiodon. I don't care. The specific epithet is the same for the Great Plains skink, obsoletus. It means worn out. Use it in a sentence. Some days after mowing, I am so obsoletus. And I know what I wanted to tell you. All through this jabber to get to something I wanted to tell you. I was going through some photos, and I noticed that every year at this time, I photograph a wild geranium up in the hills. Geez, I thought, how many photos do you need of Richardson's geranium? Apparently, the answer is many every summer. You know, the geraniums you grow in pots or back east, you can actually grow them in the ground, but they're derived from a South African genus, the Pelargonium, and it's in the geranium family, Geraniaceae, but we call them geraniums, right? But the wild native I keep photographing is geranium, the genus Geranium, Richardsonii, or Richardsoni. Geranium is from the Greek for crane, and it refers to the crane, like crane bill, like carpels of the fruit, you know, the seed of the of this amazing geranium. And other genera in the Geraniaceae, that family, are called storkbills or heronbills, or rhodiums or the pelargos, right? All in the geranium family. Richardsonii is for the Sir John Richardson, a botanist, a naval surgeon, an ichthyologist, an Arctic explorer. Gosh almighty, what a cool guy. And all I'm telling you this because I photographed this delicate little pinkish wildflower with purple veins in the petals up in the Sky Islands. Geranium Richardsonii. Around you and me, it's up at 6,500 feet to 11,500 feet, and it's pretty, pretty dang common. It sure is. Hey, we are in our membership drive here at KXEI Community Radio, and I'm asking you, if you aren't a member, to please become one, or if you need to renew, why don't you do it now? You can call 623-1000 or do it online if you're shy. It's all very quick. It doesn't take long, but please do it. please become a member and or renew your current membership. KXEI, my friends, KXEI is an amazing community radio station. I'll tell you what, KXEI is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.